Beneath the hazy blue Italian Alps, on a strip of green grass, beside the aqua waters of Lake Iseo, a long line of dogs on leashes waited restlessly beside their owners. There were soft-coated golden retrievers, enormous Newfoundland dogs, athletic yellow, chocolate, and black Labradors, sturdy spaniels, and alert German shepherds. The dogs started barking wildly when they saw a black Newfoundland wearing a bright red swim vest break from the line, pulling two men with her. One man was wearing a red full-length wetsuit, and the other was in dark shorts and a t-shirt. They were holding a handle on top of the Newfoundland's harness and steering her toward a wide patch of grass. Despite her size and heavy body, she was light-footed and running quickly, and she sprinted when she saw a helicopter circling overhead. The yellow and red helicopter began its descent. The air was filled with the roaring, thumping, and whining of the helicopter's rotors, overpowering all other sound. As the helicopter touched down, two people in red wetsuits climbed out of the passenger compartment and stood on a wide metal step. They crouched down, leaned forward as if they were preparing to jump out. Gusts of wind from the rotors smacked the dog's face, tossed dirt into the air, and blew her fur back. The deafening noise from the helicopter was painfully loud, but the Newfoundland was not deterred. She was completely focused. She ran in step with her escorts and knew exactly what to do. 2 meters from the helicopter, she leaped into the air. Her escorts lifted and hoisted her toward the helicopter door, and the two people on the helicopter step caught the handle on her harness and strained to lift her on board. Immediately, she moved into position. She turned around in the passenger area and stood on guard between the two people in wetsuits. One of the crew spoke into a radio, giving the all-clear signal. As the helicopter lifted off, the Newfoundland leaned out the door and watched the land drop rapidly below her. Quickly, people and dogs became black dots on the small green rectangle. I shifted in my chair, curious about what they were doing and where they were going. As the helicopter climbed higher into the sky, the dog's mouth was opening and closing. She was tasting the air. Her nostrils were moving in and out quickly. She was smelling the air for clues as she was hunting with her crew. I was focused on the dog, amazed, fascinated, intrigued. I had never seen a Newfoundland jump into a helicopter. I did not think they were that light-footed and agile, and I had never seen a Newfoundland fly. I could not understand why this dog was not afraid. Most dogs are terrified of loud noises. They cower, hide, or run away. But this wind-battered Newfoundland was not concerned. It looked like she loved to fly. The helicopter climbed quickly into the blue sky spotted with puffy white clouds and banked over the deep, dark waters of Lake Iseo. The pilot flew over a large white rescue boat and turned along the shoreline. The Newfoundland dog and crew continuously scanned the craggy shore and water below. Small fishing boats plying through the rippled water dotted the lake. A few sailboats drifted slowly across the water in the warm breeze. Ferries cruised to and from the large islands below. In the hazy distance, small villages built in the Middle Ages clung to hillsides and spread out along the lake's shore. Soft white, pastel yellow, saffron, orange, ochre, and cream-colored buildings reflected in the lake in wavering pools of color like an Italian Impressionist painting. Something was moving below. The Newfoundland spotted it first and signaled the crew with a deep bark and a tug on the harness. A man about 200 meters from shore was splashing wildly. It looked like he was struggling to keep his head above water. The pilot lowered the helicopter. The dog looked at her human partners to make sure they were ready. While still high in the air, the dog leaned out of the door. The crew adjusted their grip on the dog's harness and held her tightly. She leaned farther, pulling them almost out the door. Barking and stomping her front paws, she alerted them that there was someone in the water in distress.